There is a Dallas-based company that makes shirts. And I, if you don't know about them, you're not alone. Nobody in their right mind would be in Dallas, Texas, and sell shirts all over the country. In fact, all over the world. But Mizzen & Main is really, really successful. And it's all because of Kevin Lavelle, the founder, or actually co-founder, and SMU grad who joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
So SMU got you because you're not from Dallas, right?
I grew up Northeast and then Florida and then came to SMU.
And so that's what got you here.
That's what brought me here.
And you decided you liked it.
It's a great place to
be.
But
when you started your shirt company, you started in someplace, started in Columbus?
No, started in Dallas. We had a store in Columbus for a little while, but started in Dallas and I lived abroad for a year working for a consulting firm, came back and worked for the Hunt family for a few years, and then decided to start this crazy shirt idea.
That is a crazy idea.
Crazy
but
shirt
like
idea.
Like I say, it's working. So it's got a lot of twists, but the shirt itself has a twist. I mean, it's no wrinkle and...
Yeah, so we took all the advancements that have happened in performance fabrics for athletes over the last 20 years and made a dress shirt.
So it's like Under Armour for a suit.
You can say that. I can't say that. But it is a performance fabric dress shirt. So it is moisture wicking. It's wrinkle resistant naturally. No ironing or dry cleaning. Machine wash cold, hang to dry. And a lot of the wrinkle free.
So you've been in North Texas in the summertime.
I grew up in Florida and then North Texas. So we all know that awful summer feeling. But a lot of the wrinkle free shirts that you see out there today are a pretty harsh chemical treatment onto cotton fabric. That's why guys get split elbows because it degrades the fabric. This is all inherent in the performance fibers that empower the world's best athletes.
You know, maybe the ultimate endorsement, we're yet to see, may have come this week.
Pretty incredible.
Because they took a picture of Phil Mickelson doing a practice round with Tiger Woods at Augusta, and the guy's wearing one of your shirts, like a dress shirt.
Yep. Phil Mickelson played a practice round this week at Augusta wearing a Mizzen & Main dress shirt for the full round.
What? I mean, with a button-down collar and cuffs and...
It got a lot of attention. It was actually the second question that the press asked Tiger Woods. They asked him about Phil Mickelson's dress shirt. So that's pretty good earned media.
How do you get a billboard like that?
You know, we've got today probably about 500 professional athletes that wear our product.
J.J. Watt is one of the endorsers.
So the only official endorsement we have today is with J.J. Watt. We've done some other small things from time to time.
Okay, wait, go back to Mickelson because this is a good story.
Yeah, so we know some mutual contacts, and sometimes I know someone who works directly with an athlete, and we generally don't give our product. A lot of companies will seed their product everywhere hoping that something good comes from it.
Yeah.
But we got a shirt to fill, and it was a cool thing, and he said throw some logos on it. So we designed the shirt for Phil to wear at a certain time.
So you knew he was going to do it?
I didn't know exactly when it was going to happen. It was kind of a fluid conversation, and then I did know that it was going to happen on Tuesday. It was a practice round when it actually was going down. But it was a fluid conversation. It was a fun couple of days and couple of weeks.
So what's, you got to get an NBA player to do it
next? You know, we're gonna keep doing some unexpected things to get our message across, because there's a lot to deliver in how to describe a performance fabric dress shirt.
And you've got to stand out in a really crowded field. Yep. In a field, and you're a high-dollar item. I mean, you're triple digits,
yep,
you know, for your shirts. And there are a lot of them that are made offshore or mass-produced or whatever else that undercut you tremendously.
Yeah, so at $125 per dress shirt, it's definitely a premium product. It's above kind of a Brooks Brothers price point, but it's not competing in that luxury space, which starts at about $175. So it is a crowded market across the spectrum. And what happened was we created the performance menswear category about 5 years ago, and everyone kind of laughed us out of the room for the first few years. And now today, almost every menswear brand is starting to do some level of performance in their shirting. So,
well, and I noticed you got luxury backing. I say your most recent, at least I believe it was your most recent round of funding, was from Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy, LVMH, right?
Yeah, so their private equity group is called L Capital. They merged with Catterton Partners, which is a 30-year-old private equity group here in the U.S., that they together formed L Catterton, and that group invested in Mizzen & Main in March of 2017. And so having their just depth of retail experience and exposure, and then luxury goods and apparel and accessories, all of that behind us is pretty darn exciting.
You know, it strikes me that is that sort of Shark Tank kind of marriage there was talk about, where we can do something for you, as opposed to, you know, some venture capitalist out of Austin or something.
You know, they bring a lot of experience, and one of the reasons we wanted to partner with them is they're not a venture capital firm where they say, if you can't 10x your revenue growth every year, you're not worth looking at.
Yeah.
We're interested in building something over the next 10 years rather than 10xing every year for 2 years and then kind of flaming out. And we're seeing that. A lot of these direct-to-consumer companies that started a couple years before us or right around us, they flamed out because the growth expectations are so massive and the valuation pressure makes it very hard to continue to grow.
Well, it sounds like you've got pretty good momentum, though. I mean, I the last thing I saw was you had a test market with Nordstrom. Now you're in all the Nordstrom stores.
So in February of 2017, we had a two-door test with Nordstrom. Let's just see how it goes. That's what they usually do, small test. Within the first week, we got an order for 9 more doors. And by the end of the first month, we were on our way to 11 and then 22. We hit 50 in December of 2017. And just this past month in March, we shipped to our 80th Nordstrom door. So from 2 to 80 in 1 year. Which, as far as I know from the research I've done, that's the fastest they've rolled a brand.
That's outstanding.
It's so pretty exciting.
Do they have some sort of exclusivity? I mean, could you not be in, you know, Neiman Marcus or something?
No exclusivity agreement, but we feel like it's the perfect partner for us. So that's where our focus is in terms of major distribution. And then we're in about 150 pro shops around the country, high-end golf courses. Bali High in
Las
Vegas.
Well, not with the long-sleeve shirts, are you?
Absolutely.
Really? You're selling the long-sleeve shirts?
Yeah, and though Phil wore it to play the practice round, we're not suggesting that this is something that you go do. But guys who play golf typically dress up for work, whether they're wearing a suit and tie or they're a little more business casual. So it's a perfect item for these pro shops, for their customers and for their members.
This is, this is really quite right. It's very impressive that you could do something like this. And you source them. You assemble the shirts. You make the shirts here in the U.S., right?
Yep. So we buy fabric from all over the world. The advancements that have happened in the fabric really stopped happening here in the U.S. a long time ago. As production of these fabrics shifted overseas, that's where all the investment happened in the technology. So we buy fabric from all over the world. And today we've got, we're working across 4 or 5 factories in the northeast of the United States.
And do you have trouble sourcing your fabric?
It's a very difficult fabric to manufacture because it is a stretch woven, a four-way stretch woven fabric. Weaving a fabric is much more complex than knitting it from step one. And then step two, the fact that it stretches and we've got complex patterns, whether it's a madras or a gingham or a plaid, that makes it 10 times more difficult. So it's tough to source. There aren't many people in the world who can make it, or they can make something of not the same quality.
So what's the mix for your sales? How much is online? Because everybody buys online. But something like this, and this is sort of a muscle, sort of a fitted shirt. But do you sell a lot of these online?
So when you say fitted shirt, we have a trim fit shirt, which fits kind of a leaner, more athletic frame. And then we've got a standard fit shirt, which fits most people.
I'll take that.
There you go. And so we've got two different fits to fit two different types of guys. And then we do alpha sizing, so small, medium, large, extra large, rather than neck and sleeve. Because the shirt stretches, one size shirt actually fits a couple different size guys. So we don't need to do all iterations of neck and sleeve.
So you can sell them online?
Yeah, we can. And we
sight
do
unseen.
We do a significant majority of our sales are online. And then today we're in about 500 retail stores across the country, Nordstrom, pro shops, specialty stores, etc.
So what's next? What's the next step? I mean, what's the end game?
Well, obviously pretty exciting week to see our shirt at a major golf tournament on one of the best golfers
ever. You know
ever.
They're going to pick that. You know the networks are going to show that this weekend.
It was a huge point of conversation. I cannot believe it was almost the biggest point of conversation
of
all of yesterday.
Are you going to go thank you? You ought to go to...
I'm heading to Augusta tomorrow for a couple different things. We've got some customers out there, and it's a great place to be for so many reasons, but also for the line of work that we're in. What's next for us is just more of shaking things up. It took us 2.5 years to get to our first 30 retail doors. And in the last 3 years, we've gone from 30 retail doors to 500. And that's still a smaller percentage of our business than our online. So we're just going to continue to grow. We've got a number of different types of products that we make, and we just can't seem to, there's always
more
that we're capable of.
You're making pullovers, right?
Yeah, we also do some casual items like Henleys and sweaters. We do some polos, although polos aren't a big part of our business because we're not really trying to compete against athletic apparel companies. There's enough competition that we're facing without trying to go head-to-head with a Nike or an Under Armour. And then just continuing the exciting growth trajectory. We're going to continue to roll out to more retail doors and hopefully come up with some more fun, unexpected concepts that will happen. Who knows the next athlete that you'll see us in, what field they might be performing
well,
on.
And I may be talking to a billionaire someday. You know, I think of Warren Buffett. People think of Berkshire Hathaway, but they never think about Hathaway. And Hathaway is a shirt company that he bought. Remember the Hathaway? Did you ever know the Hathaway man?
I am now learning new things.
Go back and research. The Hathaway man wore a black patch over one eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Very, very distinguished.
Okay.
But that is the essence of Berkshire Hathaway. It was a shirt company.
Those are very kind words to even have in the same sentence as what we're doing here. But it's just been the privilege and ride of a lifetime. We've got a team of 34 here in Dallas.
Yeah.
Some great investors behind us. A lot of angel investors across the Dallas Metroplex as well. And more of the same, more new challenges, and Lord only knows what's next.
Well, we wish you the best. I hope you win the Masters this week. Kevin Lavelle is the founder, the CEO of Mizzen & Main. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.